Welcome to Shom Machshava on the Daf. Shir sponsor Lunishmas Haim Yaakov Shom Leah Pas Yitzchok. We're holding in Chagigo Dav Ches. The Gemara in Mudalev tells us, how do we know that one needs to bring a korban choivo from chulin? He has to bring it not from Meiser, but from chulin. It has to be something which is pure chulin in order to be a korban. So the Gemara says, because it says misas nidvas yotcha, so misas means there needs to be chulin. Says the Gemara, how do we know that misas is a lishna de chulin? That's davar choil, that needs to be something that comes from your own. Says the Gemara, dechtiva yosem ha-melech ha-chashveirosh mas al-aretz. Says the Chashveirosh put a tax on the land. Misas is loshon mas. And lechura, the raya of the Gemara is not understood. Because if Achashverosh put a mas al aretz, that means he demanded a tax. He imposed a tax on his nation. To impose the tax on a nation, that's not chulin, that's not a nedova, that's not something I bring from my own. It's something that I'm forced to do. How do you see from here that I cannot use for a korban choiva that I have? I can't use something which I'm anyway obligated to bring. The same with the mas that Achashverosh gave was something I was obligated to do. So also the mas that I'm going to bring for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe could bring something that I'm obligated to do. How do you see from the word mas, the tax of Achashverosh, that the korban that we have to bring is from a chulin? So the Chasam Sofer in Droshes on Zayin Adar says on this a davar niflamoid. He brings the Loshon Simo is always something which is an Adava. He says that's what you have. We know, Ein Melech Beloyam. Malchus is Berotzer, as the Vilna Gaon says. A Malchus needs to be done with the will of the nation. How do we see that in the Torah? It says, Soim Tosim Alecha Melech. You have to put in yourself a Melech using Loshon Simo, Loshon Sam. Sam is you do it with your own will. It's not enforced. It's something that you bring from your own. You put in your own a king. He brings another example. The Bar Mitzrayim, it says, Vayasimu Aleihem Sorei Misim. And the Medrash says that how did the Mitzrayim make Am Yisrael start work? By influencing them and showing them the king is doing the work, so they came to do the work with their own will. They weren't forced to start the work. That was Vayasimu of Sorei Misim, Simu Berotzen. So Mimele says the Chasam Sofer, the mass of Achashverosh was also Berotzen. Meaning, he brings the Gemara. The Gemara says that Achashverosh was called Achashverosh. Shakol nasim roshim biyomov. Everybody became poor doing his times. It says, but the Megillah tells us that Adrabba Achashverosh hanochal lemedina sasa. He lowered the taxes. So what's shat in the fact that everybody became poor? Explains the Chasam Sofer that Achashverosh, when he put a tax on the countries, it wasn't enforced. Everybody had the choice to do if he wants to give the tax or not, but it was very strongly encouraged. The king went around and announced that the taxes the people do will make a very big significance, a very big change to the kingdom if they'll do it. So people with their own volition gave taxes even though they didn't have to. That's what the Pasuk says, Vayosem HaMelech HaChashverosh Mas. He did a mas with a simo. It was a type of mas that depends on free will. It's something that was done and people could do it if they want to. Mimele, we understand so clearly our Gemara. Says the Gemara, you need to bring a korban min hachulim. Means it needs to come from you. You can't bring something that you're anyway obligated to bring. Because it says loshon misas, misa loshon mas. The same by Achashverosh was done in a way that a person has a choice to do it or not. Meaning it's coming from his own. It's not something which he's forced to give it anyway. Also, the korbanos need to come from your own place. It can't be something that you bring that you anyway have to give. This is the pshat in our Gemara. And there's, look at the Chasam Sofer there. He continues to explain that that was the toast of Shaul to not kill Amalek. Because he did not realize that Amalek also did a simo. He convinced people to join him. And mainly because he didn't realize that, that's why Kishbola took away from him the ability to be Soim Asim Alech HaMelech. It's all the idea of the simo, which means the free choice, the free will the one has. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.